So here we are toward the end of the liturgical year, so we're seeing a lot of these apocryphal readings. They're the end times, right? And some of us too are stirred, and I think actually year after year it seems that we get stirred this way. But we see idols in the Vatican, and we see just a shocking kind of evil all around in the culture, and we wonder, don't we? Whether this is the time. But I think we've done that for a few years. We wondered if this was the time. I'm not worried, okay? What I am worried about is souls. And I think that's what we need to focus our attention on. The souls around us, right, who are lost. And who are getting caught up in this enormous propaganda that's going on. Now we have to be careful what gender we call each other. I mean, it's crazy what's going on right now. And I always point to two grown men sharing bathrooms with little girls. I mean, it's just nuts, okay? And this is the time, too, where we of faith, okay, we who simply believe what the church teaches, all right? I was saying it the other day. I said, you're patriotic. You love everything the church teaches. You love sacred liturgy. For that, you are called dividers. Okay, you're causing division because of that. And so the temptation for us, right, is to water it down, to compromise, to remain silent, right? And so we see in today's gospel, Jesus is saying, we can't. We can't. Again, if not you, then who? Okay? If not you, then who? And I believe, in the second reading of Paul's letter today, we heard the word disorder twice. Be careful not to live in a disorderly way. Okay, what does that mean? Well, it means out of order, right? So we need to be in God's good order. And when we are tracking with God, when we are doing it His way, there's times, and I think He gives us those are signal graces or an extra amount of grace. There's times when we're tracking with God that things just seem to happen, in an orderly way. I talk about after, God always shows this to me after confession. If I go to confession and go to the grocery store, the first parking spot is open up. And I always think that God has a sense of humor with something like that. But the idea is that when we're tracking with God, He clears that path, right? He makes it easier for us to move in the direction that He's going. Now, there's clamor on all sides, okay? And people that rise up, and as it says in the gospel, they hate us, okay? But if we take that temptation, gee, I don't want to be hated. Gee, I want to fit in. Gee, I'd like to be popular, okay? Well, know that you're setting yourself up to get outside of God's good order. Okay, in other words, that's a disorderly way of living. And so we see disorder all around us. Homosexual acts up until 1973 were counted as disorder. In our catechism, it still is. But the American Psychological Association was infiltrated decades ago. And it's mush now. It's nothing. I have a degree in psychology, so I've been following this. But you don't know what they believe anymore. They don't believe anything anymore. It's disordered. It's disordered. The point is this. There's a part, and I want you to... I'll slow down when I get to it in the Eucharistic prayer, okay? But it talks about getting in that peace and order of God's good graces, right? To live in that. Don't we want that? Don't we want that? We do. But then when we have that, then we need to radiate that. Now, we're getting back now to the real concern is all these souls that are caught up in all this propaganda coming like a torrent, especially in the last couple of years. And so what can we do? What can we do? Well, if your life is chaotic and disordered and you're a mess and you're anxious, and remember when he turned to Martha, he says, "You're anxious and upset about many things. Mary has chosen the unum necessarium, the one necessary thing." And what was that? In peace, she sat at the feet of Jesus. She stared into his eyes and hung on his every word. She locked in to Jesus. And so she was the counter to Martha, who was anxious and upset about many things. What Mary entered into, and here's the word, what Mary entered into was a dignity. I just think that's a word we need to focus on. Dignity. That's where peace comes. That's where order comes in our lives. We're living dignified lives. We're living dignified lives in this way. The world around us is compelling us, the propaganda, right, to just do whatever we want. That's what savages do. That's what the beasts do. That's what the animals do. There's no consequence. They just do whatever you want. But we are children of God. And so we are called to a higher way of living. We are called to excel in our lives. And so we press toward that. We grow in holiness, right? And virtue, and values, and principles. Where is that in our culture anymore? That's what I've been saying too. You know, if you are a devout Catholic, you're a threat. That's why Jesus said they'll hate you. You're a threat. Why? Because you haven't watered down the faith so much so that you're not a threat to people wanting to live like animals. The peace comes when we know we're living a dignified life as children of God. As children of God. And then you get locked in like Mary at the feet of Jesus. I like to say too, you know, that the order comes, the Holy Spirit, you're tracking with God. Sometimes I say it's like getting on a surfboard and you're riding the wave of the Holy Spirit. You're just easily led. That's that word meek, right? Those wild horses that were trained to stop on a dime. They're easily led. We're easily led. We're just on the Holy Spirit wave and we're riding it. That's where peace comes. Rather than wiping out, right? In a disordered splash, we live the dignity of God. And so again, what about those souls? They need to see your peace. They need to see your joy. They need to know that you found something that can pull them out of their wiped out, miserable, chaotic, disordered lives. There's an answer to it. It's to live in dignity. Live in dignity. We find that strength here to receive the Holy Eucharist. We find that strength by purifying our soul in the sacrament of confession and allowing all that grace to rush into us. We find it when we spend a few moments before the Blessed Sacrament saying, "You are God, my Lord and my God." We find it by talking with God all day long. He does exist. He's there. How do you want me to say this, Lord? What do you want me to do about this over here, Lord? I love you. I love you. Do you tell him you love him? Memorized prayer is beautiful and necessary. It gets us, it kind of pushes us into that locking on. The rosary is powerful. But also all day long, just turn to Him and say, you know what, I love you. I love you. That you'll be riding the wave of the Holy Spirit. Let them see your peace. Let them see your joy. Let them see your love. You know, get that lamp out from under the bushel basket and put it on the lampstand for all to see. Be a light that attracts moths to the light bulb, right? We found Him. We know what it's like, right? To live locked into Him. To live a dignified life. Ride the wave of the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.